Unit 4, page 42, exercise 3. 1.
Good morning. My name's Ken Hammond. I phoned yesterday about a black and white cat.
Oh, yes. Tanya, is it?
That's right. She escaped from the car when we stopped around midday yesterday.
Well, someone brought in a stray cat last night. It was found near the road. Come and have a look. This way, please. I think this one might be yours. Come here now. Ah, that's a good girl. Here she is. Is it Tanya?
No, it isn't. Oh, dear. I was so hopeful. What are my children going to say?
Well, have you got a photo?
Yes. Here. It's quite an old one.
Thanks. Well, I've got your phone number, so I'll call you if someone brings her in. And if you don't find her, there's a lovely cat here that needs a good home.
2.
Excuse me, madam, but what you're doing is wrong. You shouldn't throw food on the ground. You're encouraging all the animals and rats in the neighborhood. You must stop doing it.
But it's winter. If I don't feed these birds, nobody will.
I'm sorry, but it's not your job to do that. People are trying to make birds like pigeons leave the center of town. Their numbers are growing, and it's becoming a problem for people who live in this square.
Why?
Pigeons are messy birds, and there are too many of them. Look at the front of those buildings over there. They're very dirty. But worse than that, you're attracting the rats when you throw food on the ground.
But I'm not feeding rats.
That's what you think. The pigeons don't eat it all. Then, at night, there are rats everywhere. I even had one in my restaurant last week. It was horrible.
Oh, dear.
So, please stop feeding them, or I'll have to call the police.
3.
Now, it's important that your animal does what you say at all times. A disobedient dog is a dangerous dog.
Oh, dear. My Toby won't do anything I ask him. He's really disobedient.
Well, he's a young dog and you haven't trained him yet. But the first thing to understand is that you don't ask a dog to do something. You tell it.
Oh, and if I do that, he'll do it, will he?
It isn't as easy as that. It takes time and patience.
Well, I don't want to hit Toby.
No, you certainly mustn't hit him. That won't help. It'll just make him scared of you.
Oh, so what should I do? Give him presents when he does things right?
No, you should only give him a present at the end of the training, not after each exercise.
What's the first thing to teach him?
To sit when you say sit, and to come when you call him.
Oh, okay. How many times a week should we come to your training group?
Twice a week is enough, but you must practice every day. Now, bring him over here, and I'll show you how to make him fetch a stick.